Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A radio. Now, back to Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Roger, JP on The Bone, Real Raw Radio. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025 are the phone numbers.
Once again, it looks like our boy George Santos, congressman, is... This story is, the giving tree. This one says Santos proposed to teen boyfriend while still married to a woman. So great.
He's right. He was never a drag queen. But there's so much other stuff. Who cares? You know, there's pictures of him and he was a drag queen, but he said he wasn't. I don't even care. I just want to hear all the rest of the stuff that keeps coming up.
Right. I love the way the story starts. It says, lying Long Island Representative George Santos proposed to his then-teenage boyfriend while he was still married to a woman and 5 years before he got divorced. But he was only married for 5 years.
Oh.
So was it right in the beginning?
Yeah, right. That's weird.
It says, here's a quote. Good evening, everyone. As you may already know, Pedro and I have decided to join our toothbrushes. LOL, and very few friends have been selected to share the special moment with us, Santos wrote in a 2014 Facebook invite shared with the Daily Beast by Santos's old roommate, Greg Maury Parker. Pedro Villarva was 18 when they met. The then 26-year-old future congressman in 2014 also confirmed to the outlet that Santos invited friends to celebrate their engagement in November of that year, even though he never accepted the proposal. Thanks for sharing this very important day with our lives, Santos wrote on Facebook of the planned November the 23rd celebration at Le Bon Soup in Midtown Manhattan. However, the party never happened because Villarva repeatedly rejected his proposals. This guy's fantastic. He said he asked me 3 times, but I didn't accept it.
The thing is, all the people that he deals with, they're all coming out and talking about him. Like, is there anybody, like, keeping secrets? And if they are, what are those?
Not anymore.
Man.
There might be.
Everybody, ex-roommates, whatever it is, someone who just, I mean, basic stuff, but they're all coming out and doing interviews. Everybody wants to get in the limelight to talk about it.
You know, if she wasn't a Democrat, he'd probably reach out to Hillary and say, hey, who's the assassin you use? I gotta start getting these rumors in check.
Yeah. Couple quick hits.
How did you get away with that guy that committed suicide but shot himself in the back? How did you pull that one off?
Sure, he's already worried. This guy is such a weird guy, and he's sitting in Congress and doing his thing, and it boggles the mind that he's still there, but it seems like they're using him for the votes and controlling him for the votes, so, you know, politics.
What was the thing you told me this morning, that he met with people and it turns out nobody can back up a story or something like that?
Yeah, there was something about when he came back to Long Island. He represents a district on Long Island in New York, so and he's in Congress in D.C., so he represents these people, and he said, I've been here all week, I did this, I did that, I'm waiting for grants, federal grants. And apparently he says he met with 6 mayors of these different towns. So now everybody's on to him. So now the reporter goes and does some research and calls every mayor he can find in this guy's area, and nobody met with him. And then he calls the group that is the overseer of all the mayors of that district. And they have no idea. They have no record. We haven't heard a thing about one mayor he talked to.
So he met with nobody.
According to, so far, no mayors have come up and be like, yeah, he talked to me. I don't know if they don't want to, but they're like, listen, we haven't found anybody that this guy's talked to.
I have audio of him this morning regarding the the situation where you caught him walking in an airport and he's just talking about the whole drag queen situation.
Okay. I was not a drag queen in Brazil, guys. I was young and I had fun at a festival. Sue me for having a life.
Sue me for having a life.
I'm pretty sure you were a drag queen. I'm looking at the picture right here.
Should look like it.
Did you see the Saturday Night Live parrot? Like,
yes.
The guy who does him is awesome.
It was very funny.
Yeah.
Well, he...
There was somebody had asked him a question about someone he met with, and he just turns around and goes, that's classified. It's like, classified? Yeah. Who are you meeting with? A Bin Laden? Ooh, Oh my God!
I got this out too.
Washington Friday for work, but return today.
I went to D.C. last night for a meeting, and I'm back here today. I was here all week, and it's been fabulous.
Who did you speak with?
It's classified.
Who the hell did you speak with? That would make it classified. You dope.
That way, he doesn't have to lie and make up people that he spoke with. Yeah, he's the lionest of all the lions.
What killed me is like the only real talking he's done since he's got into office there is about the drag queen stuff, which in the grand scheme of things is the smallest problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a tiny little pimple on the ass of all the other problems that this guy's lied about.
Yeah.
He's fantastic.
Yeah.
I almost want him to like stay in there for his, like, for, you know how, Monica, when you're in a market where there's talk radio, sports radio, and it's got teams that are winning, so they get people listening more than they normally would.
Oh yeah,
right. This guy is like our pro sports team going to the Super Bowl. Like, the longer this guy stays in office, he's in the news every single day, and it's just rich.
Get him out. Oh, it's a mockery of, I like to think of America as...
Yeah, me too, but in the meantime, if it's going to be that way, I might as well be able to take advantage of it.
I guess they'll get rid of him eventually. It should have, little time.
Yeah.
They must have a goal, like, all right, let's get through these votes or this time period, and then here is the dead spot, and that's where we'll get rid of him. And then we'll have someone set up to come in. You know, I don't know.
It's bananas. The whole thing is insane.
Here's a little bit from SNL where they were doing the Fox NFL pregame, and they have George Santos as the sideline reporter. So here they are about to hyping him up.
I understand we have a new sideline reporter.
Well, that's right. When we saw this guy's resume, we had to give him a shot. Heisman Trophy winner, more championships than Tom Brady. Please welcome Congressman George Santos.
Thank you. I'm proud to be the first African-American quarterback to ever dunk a football.
And where did you play college ball again?
The University of College. I'm just saying, I didn't do drag in Brazil under the name Kitara da Vache. Whoever did, though, was very, very good at it and won many, many pageants.
That guy's pretty good.
Yeah.
He really is.
This guy, man.
The guy who played Terry Bradshaw is pretty funny.
This dude.
Oh, yeah.
The memes were all over the place yesterday. It was a picture of George Santos on the moon.
That's great.
You know, first man to be on the moon, the whole deal.
All right.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. And I understand where you're coming from, Monica. I want him to be, they should drag him out by his head at this point. But the stories are funny. They are. The stories are just funny.
But how long before it's not funny?
He's such a doof. He's such a doof. You go to a meeting, you say it's classified, you moron. It's not. Stop lying. Stop it.
I'm not
just
a fan of celebrating. Like, I feel like
I'm not celebrating him. We're not celebrating him. We're making fun of him. We're getting laughs out of it. It's what we do.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't know that. I don't like to do that with because that's what he wants. Like, now everybody knows his name and everybody. I'd rather just ignore it and go away, and then you have nothing. Like, you can lie all day.
You should take the next few weeks off, because as long as this guy's still floating around, we're going to be doing it.
He is all over the news. I mean, the guy, the news isn't even asking when he's getting removed.
Right,
because they've stopped asking.
You know why?
Listen, this is giving us freaking content every day on this 6 o'clock newscast, and we got a boost from this guy.
This guy's gold.
People want to know what he's lying about every day.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. At what point are we like, we're done with, when does it stop becoming, like, to you funny? Because
when it's not lying about stuff that never had to be lied about. If all of a sudden someone's been hurt or he's right. killed some, like, or, you know, something along those lines, then obviously it's not funny. But when you're lying about whether that you weren't a drag queen, you just had some fun, but we're all looking at the pictures of you as a drag queen, not going away.
Yeah. I know, but that's what I'm saying. But, like, okay, so let's say it happens, and he lies about all these stupid things that he shouldn't. What's the point of lying about it? And all of that. And he does it for, like, the next month and a half. Like, at some point, it's not funny anymore. Like,
And we'll figure out whether it's funny or not. And if it's funny, we'll use it on the air. And if it's not funny, we won't even talk about it.
Yeah.
We're pretty good at that.
I get what you're saying, though, about, like, respect for, like, Congress and for, like, the political positions. Like, and it's not.
I totally get it. But
us disrespecting it. What's he doing there?
The problem is they don't even respect it. Monica, you care more about how Congress looks than the people in Congress.
Well, I'm wondering what other countries in other parts of the world, like, as America's already so much of a joke sometimes to certain countries, I just I really don't need to add to it. I just don't want to.
Why do they all have their hands out?
Yeah, we're still
their hands out and still think we're a joke. You're just telling me you didn't take parents money from your parents and then laughing them behind their back. You can still do that. I'm just saying the more we do, they can do it all, whatever. But we should stand together. Like, I don't want to contribute to us looking like fools.
Well,
I don't want to be a part of that.
Like I said, and I mean no disrespect, you might want to take a little time off because we're not stopping.
You heard it there, John Brennan.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, go ahead. I mean, we're not going to not cover one of the biggest stories. It's a big story every single day. I'm not going to turn my back.
The other thing is, in other countries, like even just in Britain, which we're modeled after, they sit there and they call each other names. They yell at each other. I mean, they're like more. I don't know, we're more formal in Congress than they are. But then you go one step further to other countries. Taiwan, they're fighting. I just looked up on YouTube, world's biggest political brawls. I mean, there are literal brawls going on in other countries in their political system. So I'm not saying we're as good as we should be. Obviously, we should be better than this. But,
that's what I'm
man,
saying.
Just cause other countries.
But then don't you want to be so far past that? Like, I don't want to be, well, at least we're not physically fighting. Like, that shouldn't be the bar. It should be like, that's so far away from us. We are so much better than that. But right now, we're lowering ourselves to getting closer to that. And that's all I'm saying.
But you laughed at Saturday Night Live.
It's a parody. I wish it worked. If it were not a story at all, I'm not saying, because I think that you brought it back to that several times, JP. Of course we're going to cover it. That's not what I'm saying this entire time. Mm-hmm. I'm really just embarrassed that this is even a thing to even talk about. Of course it's a big story. Of course that's part of the job. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying this guy is embarrassing. What we're supposed to be strong and united and hopefully some sort of, you know, make sense and not a mockery. And he's just adding to it. And I hate being a part of that.
You know who what feels like can put a dagger in this guy once and for all? Is the ex-wife.
Hmm.
I feel like she can come out and just be like, you know.
She's probably negotiating a book deal right now.
Poison darts all over the joint and just end this guy. If she, you know, there's a reason she's been awfully quiet. She either A, never existed.
Oh, my God.
Or B.
Imagine, maybe.
It's not possible.
Right? That's what I'm oh my godding. We're to that point now. Literally anything he says, we don't know if it's
100%.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
We
and
don't
he somehow
know.
It gets to sit on a committee and decide, and it gets to be part of Congress, and if there's a vote of whether there should be war. Like, this is my point.
And try living where he is, and that you may or may not have voted for him.
I think you
like
voted
me,
for him.
Like me, in my county.
This is not Brett's fault. Damn it, Brett.
It's not Brett's fault. Listen.
It takes a village or a county on Long Island,
right?
And some of Queens.
The only way you're off
to
the hook
make this happen
is if George Santos comes out publicly and says, Brett voted for me. Then instantly we know he's lying and you're off the hook. That's the only way it's okay.
He came out and said, the only way I'm going to walk away from Congress is if all 144,000 people came out and told me they want me out of office. And then within hours, there was over 40-some-odd thousand people that had signed up a petition. You know, you still got to get the other 100,000 to jump on, you know, to play along. But
by the way, in Ukraine, the country we're supporting in the war against Russia, a previous prime minister, not Zelensky, a previous prime minister, there's a brawl in parliament. This prime minister was interrupted and dragged from the podium by an opposition lawmaker. Holy crap, this is a great video. I didn't know that. Smoke bombs in Kosovo, and Turkey's got problems, and Taiwan. Like, I can't believe what goes on in other countries. I had no idea.
And the reason why this guy is still sticking around is because nobody wants to make too much noise about it, because nobody wants anybody picking up the rock they came out from under. Mm. You know what I'm saying? They all have some skeletons.
Sure.
Right? They all have some skeletons. Yeah. So they'll make noise until they think like people might start looking at them, and then all of a sudden they're gonna be like, oh, you know what, I gotta go look at the time. I got a thing with a guy.
Yeah, maybe some new thing will come out, and they'll be, that's what they need, is like the last straw type thing to come out. And be like, all right, that's it. Now we can't take it anymore.
Right.
We've seen all the resume stuff and the cross-dress, whatever it is. That's all fine. But this is the thing. Now
turns
you have to be removed.
Santos was the guy that's drinking baby blood in the basement of a pizza parlor in D.C.
That's it.
It was him.
Wow.
It was him. All right, now he's got to go.
They'll get there eventually.
They'd be like, well, how many babies? You know, before we go jumping down, how many babies did he have?
Guys, let's calm down.
Right.
All right.
Hillary loses it. I told you guys.
Roger and JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
I got the blood from you.
800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. Next hour, we'll do a top 10 list right around 1:35 or so.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.